I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Monday Mail Time with me, Molly. So I'm Molly, I'm the producer of Paranormal Activity with Yvette Fielding, and if you've got in touch with us, whether that's on email, WhatsApp or any socials, it's probably me who you've been speaking to. Now, we get so many of your amazing paranormal stories that come through, we wanted to showcase them all and dedicate a whole episode just for you guys. So this is Monday Mail Time with me, Molly. So as always, I'm here in the Paranormal Activity Studios. It's a little bit cold, but we've managed to get a fire going and we're ready to hear today's story. And here comes the mail owl. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Right, let's jump straight into this week's story from Andy, who got in touch on WhatsApp. If you want to get in touch on WhatsApp, our number is 07-599-27537 and it's free to use, so send in your stories, there's no excuse. So I'll jump straight into Andy's story. He writes, "Hello, I've been listening to the show for a while now and I'd like to share a couple of experiences with you. I was in two minds whether or not to make contact." You definitely don't be in two minds. We're more than open to hear anybody's story about anything paranormal. "I'm an experienced police detective. My world is one of logical investigation and proof beyond reasonable doubt. I'm also a trained observer, used to watching, processing, and reacting to situations in very quick time. But I have no explanations to these incidents." I'm so intrigued. You'd be the perfect skeptic for a Most Haunted episode, or even a Paranormal Activity episode. Andy writes, "Nearly 10 years ago, I lost my partner of 9 years to cancer." I'm so sorry to hear that, Andy. "She had battled bravely for a year, but in January 2013, the illness took over and she died in my arms. It was a peaceful end, and although I was devastated, I found peace that her pain was over." I'm so sorry to hear that, Andy. "After she died, I packed up her belongings. As well as her clothing, magazines and toiletries, she had her hot water bottle. I'd bought it for her long before a diagnosis. It had a dog cover on it, a big flat dog with floppy ears and a tail. She found the heat helped with her pain, but she also took comfort from this happy dog face and furry plump body. We had three dogs and she was a huge dog lover. I packed him in her bag and left the hospital. A few days later, I unpacked the bag, putting the clothing in the wash for the charity shop and recycling the magazines, etc. I put the hot water bottle on her pillow. I didn't know what else to do with him. A few weeks passed and after her funeral, I collected her ashes. They were in a box in a paper bag like a big gift bag. Very strange. I put them next to her bed and placed the dog bottle on top. He completely covered the top of the box, but I thought she'd appreciate the gesture, keeping her cozy and warm, even in the afterlife. We as a family were planning to scatter the ashes when the time was right, but we were in no rush to do so. A few months passed and life began to get back to normal. I was at work one day and received a call from my friend. Sadly, another of our friends, Dave, had suffered a heart attack and had died. Dave was a very nice person. He collected all things military, especially binoculars and military watches. He'd given me an old army watch previously for me to use at work when my usual watch could be damaged. Having changed role, I found myself wearing my normal watch and the army one was largely forgotten about in a drawer. My partner didn't really like it either, saying it was old, something her dad would have had. I guess though, if it's keeping your other watch safe and sound. About a year later, I decided that it was time to spread my partner's ashes. I went into the room to pick up the bag containing the ashes. I took out the hot water bottle and there, on top of the box, was the army watch. It was laying perfectly flat in the middle of the box. It had stopped, which wasn't surprising given that I hadn't worn it or changed the battery in years, but it had stopped exactly at 7:14, the exact time my partner had passed. I love stories like this because it's... how else could you explain that it's a sign from your partner to say that you're okay? And using Dave's watch as well, it's obvious that they're both in the afterlife sending a signal to you. The watch had been in the drawer some distance from the ashes bag and the hot water bottle cover completely covered the box. There is no way it could have dropped into that position. I was the only person with access to the room. The whole incident freaked me out. You shouldn't be freaked out. I think they're trying to send a message in a way that wouldn't freak you out. I hope that it's a sign that my friends are together, or that it was a message that it was in fact time to scatter the ashes. That's actually a really interesting look at that, because she could be saying, you know, clock's ticking, let's get those ashes scattered, I'm ready to go. Yeah, I really like that. She's definitely sending you a message. It's however you want to interpret that, I guess. But it could be both things. The second incident occurred in 2015. At the time, I had 3 dogs, 2 large shepherds, and a smaller spaniel. Over a few weeks, we had a few incidences of the spaniel falling unwell after walks. She would go floppy and have no energy, resulting in a few emergency trips to the vet, each time with her recovering almost immediately, with the vets baffled as to what was happening. Was she just putting it on? We have a stubborn dog, and I'm sure any excuse to get another treat, she'll do whatever. This happened over a few weeks, and I was concerned. I've never actually heard of this happening to any dogs before, so it's quite interesting. He writes, following a walk, it happened again. She went floppy and couldn't stand. We rushed her to the vet, who conducted blood tests and scans, finding a shadow on her heart scan. They recommended keeping her overnight to transfer her to a canine heart specialist in the morning. It was horrible leaving her at the vet's. It always is. You feel like you've just abandoned them. They don't know that you're coming back. I really feel you there. When I got home, I stood in the garden and looked at the stars. I asked my former partner to help my dog. I didn't ask her to make her better, as I felt that was not in her gift, just to help her if she could. At 4 a.m, I woke up needing a wee. I was 30 years old and thankfully not at the stage when night toilet trips are required. I walked into the hallway and looked down the stairs. There was the spaniel. She was with the other 2 dogs, sniffing about and acting as normal. There was no mistaking her across the other dogs, and I could see her clearly. But I thought the spaniel was in the vet. I'm very confused. And Andy is too, by the sounds of it. He writes, although confused, I thought of all the people who had keys to my house and wondered if they had collected her from the vets for me, but quickly dismissed it as it was the middle of the night and nobody even knew she was there. I could see the chain still on the door too. I felt no urge to go downstairs and get a closer look, nor was the incident distressing or exciting. It was just something that passively happened. I went back to bed. The next morning, I went to work and the vet called me. My dog had passed away in the night. Oh my God. Andy, my heart, why would you play with these strings like that? That's horrible. I am so sorry, but I haven't even finished the story yet, and that's getting me. That's definitely your dog just chilling with the rest of them. Like, they're just carrying on doing their own business, and is what I'd like to think that happens with all of our pets, really. They're just about, and I like to think that the other dogs can still see their deceased dog. Because I believe that they're more in tune to these sort of things. But anyway, I'll carry on. She'd been checked at 4 a.m. and was fine, so must have died after then, which makes sense with the time that you saw her. I would swear blind that I saw my dog that night, and I believe you. I genuinely feel that she was passing over and made one trip home to visit her dog family. Both of these incidents have changed my view on the paranormal. I wouldn't go as far as to say I'm a full believer, just a lot more accepting that some things can't be explained. Keep up the good work on the podcast, Andy. Oh, thanks so much, Andy, and I'm so sorry to hear about all the passings that you've had in your family, and it's just nice to know that they are still looking out for you. Like, the fact that your little dog came back, and I truly, truly believe that you did see her. It's interesting that in the time that it does happen, you sort of overlook it and you're like, oh yeah, there she is, or there they are. And then it's only when you look back, you're like, wait a second, that's not right. There's something not right there. But it's so nice to hear that your dog has come back to say hello, or just to say their final goodbyes to the rest of their doggy friends and you as well. That's a really lovely story, and I hope that you're doing okay. Thanks for such kind words, Andy, and getting in touch. And we'd love for you to get in touch with your paranormal stories, any suggestions you have for future episodes, or any questions you might have for whether it's Yvette or even me. You can get in touch on email at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk. If you want to get in touch with me straight away, it's molly@paranormalpod.co.uk, and that's Molly with a Y. We also have WhatsApp, where you can send in your voice notes for free on 075-999-27537. We love hearing your emails and the written stories that you have, but we love voice notes even more. It's so nice to hear it straight from your own mouth. And we still have all our social accounts, whether that's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok now. So go give us a follow. Go have a check it out. And as always, thank you so much for listening, everybody. We've got another episode, a main episode, coming out on Thursday, and our bonuses on Saturday. But just remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.